Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a riser that does something a little more exciting than a big generic whoosh. We are making a ride-driven build in Ableton Live 12 that feels like it's pulling the whole track upward with sub-pressure, breakbeat motion, and a little vintage soul attitude. Perfect for jungle and old-school D&B energy, but with enough modern punch to slam into a drop. The keyed idea here is simple. In this style, tension is often rhythmic before it's spectral. So instead of relying on a huge noise sweep, we're going to use ride cymbal movement, filtered low end, chopped percussion, and careful automation to create that feeling of acceleration. The listener should feel the drop coming before they even realize why. Start by setting the project tempo around 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for this kind of vibe. Then work in 8-bar phrases so the build has room to develop naturally. Think of the first 4 bars as your setup, the next 2 bars as the climb, and the final 2 bars as the peak before the drop lands. Now let's build the ride groove. Use a drum rack or simpler with a ride sample that has enough character to cut through, but not so much polish that it sounds sterile. For jungle, a slightly dirty metallic ride usually works better than a super clean techno one. Start with offbeat hits, then increase the density as the build progresses. In the first couple of bars, keep it fairly open and simple. In bars 3 and 4, add a few 16th note pickups. By the final 2 bars, push into more active 8ths and 16ths so the part feels like it's leaning forward. Velocity is huge here. Don't just make it louder as the build goes on. Make it more urgent. Start in the 70 to 90 range, move into the 85 to 105 range, and let the final bar peak harder, maybe up near 127 on some hits, but not every hit. If everything is maxed, the groove stops breathing. You want momentum, not a machine gun. Process the ride with a simple but effective chain. Start with EQ8 and high pass the low end so the ride doesn't fight the bass. If there's a harsh ring, notch it out gently around the upper mids. Then add a little drum bus to bring out the transient and give it some grit. Keep the setting subtle. You're trying to sharpen the ride, not crush it. A little saturator after that can add harmonic density and help it sit forward in the mix. Then use auto filter to animate the top end, opening the filter gradually over the course of the build. Finally, use utility to automate width carefully. You can start a little narrower and open it slightly near the end, but don't overdo stereo on the ride if you still want the drop to hit with authority in mono. Now add the little details that make this feel alive. Layer in ghost percussion, muted taps, tiny break fragments, maybe a few rim clicks or shuffled hats. These should sit low in the mix and act like motion glue. They're not there to be noticed on their own. They're there to make the whole thing feel more human and more dangerous. If you want a bit of swing, try the groove pool with a subtle shuffle around 54 to 58%. The trick is to keep the pocket loose without losing the push. Now we get into the real pressure, the sub-layer. This is not a huge EDM riser bass. It's a low-frequency swell that feels like the tune is inhaling before the drop. You can pull this from your main bass line, use operator for a clean sine-based swell, or resample a bass tail and shape it in simpler. If you're using operator, keep it simple. A sine wave, a medium attack, a long release, and a clean low-pass setup is often enough. The magic comes from automation, not complexity. Automate the sub so it slowly opens up across the build. You can bring the filter cutoff up gradually, raise saturation a touch near the peak, or subtly increase the harmonic content so the low end feels like it's gathering force. If the section starts to get too heavy, trim the gain a little before the drop, so there's room for impact. In this style, a slightly restrained build often hits harder than one that's already maxed out. If you want the whole build to breathe and pulse together, route your ride and sub layers to a group bus. On that bus, put a glue compressor, EQ8, and utility. Use the compressor lightly, maybe with a sidechain input from the kick pattern if there is one available, or from a ghost kick or low percussion hit if the section is more stripped back. You only need a few dB of gain reduction. The point is to make the section feel like it's being gently squeezed forward. That engine-like compression is a classic D&B move when it's used tastefully. To bring in the old-school soul flavor, add a small chop texture layer. This could be the Dusty Rhodes chord, a vocal ghost, a minor key organ stab, or a reversed cymbal into a break slice. Warp it so it sits in time, then shape it with auto filter, a little chorus ensemble for width, and maybe echo for tail movement. You can even add a touch of redux if you want it to sound a bit rougher and more age-worn. The important thing is restraint. This texture should feel like a memory of the drop, not a new melody competing with it. Now arrange the build in a way that actually tells a story. In bars 1 and 2, keep the ride sparse, the sub-filtered, and the textures distant. In bars 3 and 4, increase the ride activity, open the filter a bit, and introduce a reversed hit or brake slice. In bars 5 and 6, bring in more urgency, maybe a short snare or tom roll, and let the sub become more audible. In bars 7 and 8, hit the highest ride density, push the automation harder, and let the brake fragments feel a little more exposed. Then in the final half bar or even the last beat, pull the low end back out for a moment and let the drop arrive with full force, that little pocket of air, before the downbeat makes the impact feel massive. Automation is where this really comes to life. Don't just automate volume. Move the filter cutoff, the saturation amount, the width, the reverb send on texture layers, maybe even a touch of pitch on the sub or FX hits if it suits the track. A good build usually has a slow rise and a fast final push. You want the last bar to feel slightly more chaotic than the rest, but still controlled. That balance between tension and restraint is where Jungle really shines. A few stock Ableton devices are doing most of the work here. EQ8 keeps the low end clean. Auto filter shakes the tension. Drum bus and saturator add the punch and grit. Glue compressor ties the build together. Utility gives you width and gain control. Echo and chorus ensemble add atmosphere where needed. Simpler is great for chopped fragments, and operator is perfect for sub pressure. You really can do a lot with just these tools if the arrangement is thoughtful. Watch out for the common mistakes. Don't make the razor too noisy, or it will flatten the impact of the drop. Don't let the ride become so bright that it fatigues the ear. Don't overfilter the sub too early. And definitely don't overquantize everything so hard that the groove loses its human feel. Old school jungle energy often comes from tiny imperfections and little bits of swing. If you want to take this further, try a second ride layer processed more aggressively but tucked low in the mix, just for extra bite. Or add a very quiet restail underneath the build for menace. You can also resample the whole section and re-edit it, which often gives the build a more finished, glued-together feel. Sometimes printing the part to audio and cutting it back up is the difference between something that sounds programmed and something that sounds like a real record. Here's a good practice challenge. Build a 4-bar riser at 172 BPM using only stock Ableton devices. Use a ride groove that increases in density, a low sub-pressure swell, one soulful texture, and one final bar drop prep trick. No white noise sweeps, no third-party plugins, and at least one auto-filter automation plus one drum bus or saturator on the ride. Make it work both on its own and in the context of a full drop. The big takeaway is this. A great jungle or DNB riser does not need to scream. It needs to pull. If the ride feels like it's conducting the energy, the sub feels like it's rising from below, and the textures give you just enough soul and grit, then the build will feel musical, heavy, and unmistakably right for the genre. If you want, I can also turn this into a bar-by-bar arrangement checklist or a device chain walkthrough next.